we looked into the rules and the points for Draymond Green. Like, that's one thing that I'm really looking at tonight. Because Draymond,
the text and the flagrants you're talking about.
So I had said yesterday inaccurately that my memory served that Draymond had a technical in all games except for game one. Six technicals. He did have six incidents, but only four technicals.
Six incidents.
Four technicals, two flagrants.
Right.
For Draymond.
The two flagrants are moving violations, and the four technicals are parking tickets.
Right. However, if you add up enough of them, they can all lead you to the same court of law.
But you know they're two different categories.
Totally.
Exactly.
But he's halfway home on both of them.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Two more flagrants, am I accurate?
Yep.
Is a suspension.
Yep.
Four more technicals is a suspension.
Oh, yeah.
And it's only round two. That's for the whole playoffs.
Right.
So I don't know if the Warriors are going to get out of this series, but if they do, and you're playing Gobert, I almost have like a hard time believing that, like, you better start planning for Draymond to miss a game if you get to round three. I don't see him being able to do that.
Right. I don't either. Like, I mean,
he's already halfway home after one series.
On both fronts.
Yes.
And you know that one flagrant two counts for two. So if he gets a flagrant two, that's an automatic ejection. And it'd be four flagrant points, which would mean he would be suspended from the next game as well. So if he happens to, I don't know, and maybe this is in me being wild in my imagination. Let's just say he chokes Rudy Gobert.
He would never do that.
I think you're right.
I hate when you put stuff like that out there, dude. He would never do that.
You're right.
Then we got to fight.
As a hypothetical, if he were to do that to get a flagrant two, that would be you're gone. And, ooh, that's 4 points. You're gone again.
You're gone again.
You get to go watch the game while Bob Myers and you are watching the A's game.
Bob Myers could take him to an A's game.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
That's where we are.
Well,
this time it's Sacramento, though.
Okay, our buddy Nick Friedell was on the morning roast, and he addressed this. He did. He evil laugh, and then he addressed the idea of Draymond staying out of trouble.
As far as any conversation with Draymond goes, they just have to hope that he's not going to get pushed into an emotional situation. And I'll give him credit because I'm sitting there watching game seven the other night, and he hits those first two threes. And I mean, Carter hit the drip for me again, but Slater and I, going back for years, were always like, oh boy, Draymond hits that first three. And he is screaming at the other bench. He is sitting there going, oh, you guys can't touch me. You're going to leave me wide open. Guys, Draymond hit those first two shots in game seven. He didn't say a word. He just played. And that is the best thing that can happen for the Warriors in the next couple weeks.
Okay, that said, he still went out and got a technical later in the game.
Yeah.
For taking a swipe at Fred VanVleet's head.
And connecting.
Yes, Fred fouled him, but Draymond then used that as an opportunity to whack Fred in the face. And then there's this. Friedell said, look, it's not like the Wolves don't know. They know what the points are, and they are totally going to go after Draymond in a way that tries to get him to emotionally boil over.
The Timberwolves are going to try to bait Draymond like any other team, and he has the history with Gobert, and he knows how important he is, especially for the younger group, especially for Steph right now at this stage of his career. I know it would be a really, really rough bet to bet on Draymond to keep his head in the game throughout the next couple weeks, but I think that with what's at stake and with the history between the two guys that's already been in place with Ian Gobert, I think he can actually do it. And it wouldn't surprise me if he knows going in, if I lose it, it's all over. And I have no doubt that that's been made clear to him by Kerr and Dunleavy and Steph and all the powers that be. But I think that will be a gigantic key. If Draymond keeps his head in this series, then they've got a legit chance to do it.
Okay, so I love that this came up on the show this morning. I love that Nick talks about it because I don't... When a lot of people break down this series, and it's because it hasn't started yet. We get all of the sort of cookie cutter stuff, like, well, Anthony Edwards is going to get his, but what about the role players? And then there's the half court defense and the half court offense and who's going to be hitting threes. And it's like, okay, kind of yawn. Like, let's talk about this. Draymond Green. Because going into the Rockets series, what did we not know? We didn't know that Jimmy Butler would miss damn close to two games. We didn't know Pods would miss a game. We didn't know GP2 was going to miss a game. We didn't know all of these adverse things would show up. And they absolutely could show up as early as tonight with regard to Draymond Green. And I'm with Nick. If what you just said were to happen, I think the Warriors are toast. I do not. He cannot get a flagrant two in this series because he will immediately miss that game and the next one. And I don't think the Warriors can survive that. And so we are at the mercy of Draymond Green keeping his cool.
Again.
And I can't think of a more uncomfortable spot to be.
I get that, but I do think there are different ways you can go about this. And, you know, let's just say that the Warriors are up 2-1 and you get into, you know, a late game scenario and the Warriors are up. They're about to win game four and go up 3-1. Yep. They're up 11 with 2:12 to go. And he decides to just, I don't know, Mark, and I'm spitballing here, but let's just say he goes and chokes Rudy Gobert.
He wouldn't do that.
You're right. I don't know why I'm so fixated on that.
Come up with a new, he would never, that's so over the top.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do something like that.
Well, let's just say that he happens to put his arm around Rudy Gobert's neck.
I mean, and I don't know what the difference is.
In a non-threatening manner.
If you insist on this absurd analogy or comparison.
Sure, sure.
Go ahead.
But they win the game. They're up 3-1, and he sits game five. What could go wrong?
You mean a 3-1 lead?
Yeah.
And then you get suspended for game five?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can't even.
And then he comes back in game six and, like,
I mean, I hear the scenario you're painting. I just can't imagine it.
I can't imagine that going wrong.
No.
But so, I do think that of all the things that Draymond is, and I've been more critical of Draymond than anybody on this station, and apologies to anyone who else thinks that they're in my league, but I would say that I'm number one in the Draymond critic category. The one thing that I will give him.
Shasky's mad at you for saying that, but go ahead.
Fine, and so is Bonte, and I'm sure Guru is as well. But the one thing I will give him his flowers for is awareness of the rules and where he is on these scales.
Yeah.
He knows where he is on the tech scale, and he knows where he is on the flagrant scale.
Well, look, the last time we had what feels to me like a similar conversation was the beginning of this season. And our lines were lined up with people who are like, why the hell would you now think that Draymond, because he was suspended last year and it quote-unquote ruined the year, and the year before that he punched a teammate and it quote-unquote ruined the year.
His words.
Why the hell would you think that this year Draymond Green would suddenly figure it out, be thoughtful, and stay on the court? And then what happened?
He figured it out.
He nailed it.
Well, he had 14 techs.
Yeah.
And he knows that when you get 16, you get suspended.
Right.
So I do think that he is aware of all of it. And he knows that there's times when he wants to get a tech. And he said this the other night. It might have been the play-in game. Or he's like, you know what? I needed to get a tech right there. And so I think he's aware of times where he feels like he needs to get a tech. And as far as him like going over the line, he didn't do it this year. This year he
was. No, he didn't.
I'm not going to call him a Boy Scout.
No, but he's always going to be Draymond Green.
Weeblo?
But he nailed it. Weeblo.
Sorry.
He stayed on the team.
He did not get suspended.
And by the way, 14 technical fouls in a year. I know for a lot of players that's a ton. For Steph Curry, it's like a career. But like, I'm not bothered usually by technical fouls. Technical fouls are like, oh, you talk to the ref for too long. You know what I mean? Like, sure, you kind of got Fred VanVleet in the face the other night. All right, they called a technical foul. Usually a technical foul is like, on its own, it's no big deal. Obviously, if you get two in a game, it's a big deal. And now we're in this spot where if he gets four more, he's going to miss an entire game. So, I get that, but yeah, largely, I thought he really nailed it this year with regard to this.
Oh, yeah.
thought he crushed it.
Yeah, I mean, there were no incidents, and there were no times where he got ejected from a game and it actually cost them the game. Was that the Charlotte game a couple years ago, Grandy, where
Steph cried?
He got the two texts late, and he got ejected, and it wasn't late, it cost him the game.
It was
Steph
early.
Steph cried last year in Orlando. Dibs is thinking of a separate game a couple of years ago. Went crazy late and cost them a game that they had already won.
We're
thinking of two, because they won the game where Steph was teared up and Draymond got kicked out early. Yeah. They won that game anyway.
Draymond's meltdowns are like children. You dislike them all the same.
And maybe it's like children in you and your siblings, because there's a bunch of them, Dibs.
Well, only four of us.
That's a lot. That's a decent amount.
It's not a bunch, but it's a lot.
It's not like Buddy.
Buddy Hield or Spadoni's family. A lot of kids.
A lot of Spadoni.
How many does the Spadoni family have?
11, I think.
Oh my God. I was going to say he was one of 7 kids, but it might be more than that.
Good Lord.
Oh, I'm going to go over 7.
How do those parents do that?
My Uncle Terry, rest in peace, Uncle Terry, he had kids all over the damn place.
It was like
a 35-year age gap, though. It's not like he had 11 kids in 15 years. He's like, you know what? Hey, new wife, let's put up 5 on the board.
Was he like Cromartie? Could he name them or no?
Yeah, I mean.
If you're like, name all your kids, could he do it?
He might not have been able to, but my sister can. Get the caner on the phone. Oh, yeah, that's She knows
different.
All of them.
That's different.
Uncle Terry.
That's different.
Living a double wide in rural Minnesota.
Yeah, women are thoughtful like that.
But she wasn't the parent of any of these kids.
She's a woman. She can do stuff like that.